It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, for the first time in a week, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball back at home on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, it is the first of a six-game set between the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. What's going on, everybody? So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Well, here we are again. Brooklyn and Aberdeen feels like the Ironbirds were just here in the friendly confines of Maimonides Park. That was back at the start of May. Now they are right back here for the beginning of June as the Cyclones come home having taken 3 of 6 on the road last week against Jersey Shore. Brooklyn's only lost 2 series this year up until this point. Brooklyn splits the most recent series with the Blue Claws. They take 3 out of 6, but it is a very exciting homecoming, if you will, for Brooklyn as the Cyclones return home with a big leaguer in the house, and not just any big leaguer, but a Cyclones legend. A guy by the name of Francisco Alvarez, you might have heard of him, continues his Major League rehab assignment after a stint with Binghamton. He is with Brooklyn. He is in the lineup tonight. He is catching and batting second. And Justin, for someone who is scattered across the Brooklyn all-time offensive leaderboard in numerous categories, not to mention the very nice career he has had for himself since getting the call up to the bigs, needless to say, this is a very exciting night tonight with Alvarez catching and batting second.
No, it doesn't get much more exciting than this, and also got to be a little bit surreal as well for Alvarez himself when you consider the fact that since the last time he played here, his face is now plastered all around the ballpark, right outside the weight room, which I'm sure he's had a chance to be in, and got to be a little bit surreal for Alvarez. But one of the cool things so far today has honestly been watching him around his teammates, the coaching staff, giving a big hug to John Vaughn when he saw him for the first time. And just a lot of smiles from Alvarez so far. I think this is a place that holds a very special place in his heart for him, considering the success he had here on his way to the big leagues. And just honestly, it speaks, I think, a little bit as well to the kind of camaraderie the Mets have developed in their minor league system, that Alvarez has this kind of relationship with Gilbert Gomez, John Vaughn, and not only the coaching staff, but the players at this level as well, when you consider the fact that he's been a part of the big league team for at least part of the last 3 seasons.
Right, 22 big flies in 84 games for Alvarez in 2021. With the Cyclones. That was then a single-season Brooklyn record. Stanley Consuegra, of course, topping it last season. Consuegra also in the lineup tonight, so plenty of pop in this Brooklyn starting nine, which we will give you shortly coming up in the pregame show. But we'll recap Sunday's win for you, another Brooklyn victory that the pitching was really sublime, yet another Brooklyn shutout. Number 6 on the year, a 7-0 win. 4 1/3 splendid innings from Cade Morris, who continues just a delightful start at the High A level to his Cyclones career. But it wasn't just Morris. Jake Stevenson, Jimmy Loper, Brett Banks took the baton from there. Brooklyn did not allow a hit from 2 outs in the 4th on. So the Cyclones' pitching was contagious on Sunday as Jersey Shore's bats were really just befuddled all day long. And that continues a trend of what has been some really solid pitching for the Cyclones, particularly from a starting pitching standpoint, too. And now they return home to a place where they have been nothing but spectacular. Brooklyn 16-8 at home, as opposed to 11-16 when playing away from Maimonides Park. Pitching not the only reason, though, that the Cyclones have found themselves in the win column more often than not as of recently. Offensively speaking, although a number of names have gone on to Double-A Binghamton, the production, Justin, still continues to be there, and two guys who have really been at the forefront of that over the course of the past week or so, Stanley Consuegra and Wilfredo Lara.
Yeah, no, they have both been fantastic, and Stanley just continues to hit and hit some more. Got off to a really slow start this year, but somewhat similar to last year, started to heat up as the weather heated up as well. But Consuegra, another multi-RBI game on Sunday, another multi-hit game in that contest as well, coming into play today, hitting 327 in his last 14 games since May the 17th. His batting average up 50 points, his OPS up 230 points in that two-week stretch, and that's been key for this Brooklyn lineup that has lost a lot of key pieces to Double-A Binghamton in recent weeks. And Wilfredo Lara, coming off a hamate injury during spring training, another guy who's really found his rhythm last 13 games, hitting over 300, OPS just under 900, homered for the second time this year on Sunday. And if he can get going, he's someone that scouts are also very high on. I've been wondering why he's not higher on Mets top 30 prospect lists. And his ability to add some speed, defensive versatility, and also some sneaky pop as well, will be interesting to see how Lara continues to progress as the season continues to move along.
Yeah, Consuegra 8 for his last 24. Lara 6 for his last 20. Has also scored 6 runs during that span as well. So those are two guys you certainly want to keep an ear out for over the course of not just tonight, but this series as well, in addition to, obviously, Francisco Alvarez. As far as the pitching matchup tonight is concerned, for Aberdeen, it's a familiar name. Levi Wells will get the ball for the Ironbirds, already his third time facing the Cyclones. And speaking of the Cyclones, for Brooklyn, it'll be Dakota Hawkins making his second career start. Hawkins, who, of course, began the season in the bullpen for Brooklyn and really was one of the more relied upon arms out of the Brooklyn bullpen. His first month or so in particular was really stellar. A couple of his final outings out of the pen down the stretch inflated the ERA a little bit. But still, all things considered, Hawkins really solid as a late inning guy. He now has a little bit of a different persona coming off his first career start, where he went 4 innings of 2-run ball on the road against Jersey Shore. So he will try to build on it against a pitcher in Wells, who has faced Brooklyn twice. One of those two outings didn't even make it out of the first inning. So these Brooklyn bats perhaps licking their chops here, going up against the right-hander in Wells out of Texas State. Well, we're ready for a fun week of baseball. We hope you are, too. We've got the first of 6 between Brooklyn and Aberdeen in what figures to be really a key stretch. 15 games left in this first half. Of course, the winner of each division inks their spot in the postseason. And as things stand right now, Brooklyn 2.5 back of first place Greensboro, Aberdeen 3.5. Everybody's still in it, even last place Wilmington only 4.5. So buckle up, folks, because it is going to be fun. It is going to be a tight race over the course of the next 2 weeks or so. But we shouldn't get too far ahead of ourselves. One game at a time, and tonight that game is indeed first of 6 between Brooklyn and Aberdeen, with Francisco Alvarez in the house catching and batting second. On the other side of the break, we'll get you a look at the full starting lineups on both sides ahead of the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates going to battle on Coney Island on this Tuesday night. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Well, it is just a gorgeous, picturesque night for baseball here in Brooklyn. 72 degrees, blue skies, some very thin clouds out over the ocean beyond center field. That's our setting for the first of six between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on this Tuesday. Time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, 26-25, game over 500, led by their skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr. Here's his nine. Enrique Bradfield leads off and plays center field. Didn't see much of him the last time these two teams went toe-to-toe, but the former first-rounder out of Vanderbilt leads off and plays center. Tavian Josenberger in the two spot. He plays second. Elio Prado bats third and is out in left field. Matthew Etzel, who's been red hot to start his campaign, he plays first base and cleans up. Creed Willem, celebrating his birthday today, does the catching and bats fifth. Carter Young at third, hits sixth. He's a switch hitter. Jalen Vasquez at short, batting seventh. Adam Retzbach, the DH, hits eighth. Douglas Hodo in right, bats ninth. Then on the mound, Levi Wills, 0-3, a 7.42 ERA. Now quickly for the home Cyclones, led by Gilbert Gomez, 27-24. Nick Morabito leads off and plays center. Francisco Alvarez catches and bats second. Nick LaRusso, the first baseman, hits third. Junior Tillian at the hot corner, bats fourth. Stanley Consuegra out in right, hitting fifth. William Lugo, the shortstop, bats sixth. Wilfredo Lara at second, hits seventh. Chris Suero in left, hits eighth. And Jeffrey De Los Santos, the DH, rounds it out. Dakota Hawkins, his second career start. We'll take a break. First pitch coming up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
Thank you
so but there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Well, as the youngster Jackson just said on the field, it's time to play ball on this Tuesday night. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Alongside Johnny Gnamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Opening game of this six-game series between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on tap, and getting ready to make the second start of his professional career is the right-hander Dakota Hawkins. Hawkins made the start last Wednesday against Jersey Shore, that Education Day matchup in Lakewood. Hawkins, four innings, gave up two runs, four hits, a walk, struck out, a season-high tying five. However, Hawkins allowed the first three batters he faced to reach base on hits, gave up two runs on three hits to the first three batters. From that point onward, four innings, no runs, one hit, one walk, five strikeouts as the Cyclones came back to win the ball game by a final of 5-2. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old, from Chehalis, Washington, undrafted free agent signee by the Mets last year at a Washington State University. Went four innings in that start against Jersey Shore last week, but talking with pitching coach Dan McKinney, hoping to get maybe a little bit more out of Hawkins tonight, maybe five or six frames if they can. So Enrique Bradfield Jr. will lead things off for Aberdeen. Was limited to just one game due to injury the last time these two teams met in early May. Hawkins ready, Bradfield Jr. ready. And our first pitch of the night is a fastball low at 90 miles an hour. And we're underway at 6:01 Eastern Time. Bradfield, Orioles first round pick last year. And he takes a call at strike on the outer half, 1-1. Bradfield hitting at 266, no homers, 10 RBIs, 722 OPS. The 1-1, and Bradfield rips one in the air to right, back into his left is Consuegra. He leaps, and did he make the play? Oh, he did. What an incredible catch by Stanley Consuegra near the warning track for the first out of the ballgame.
Well, we told you off the top of the broadcast about the bat that Stanley has had recently, but how about the glove tracking it down and then climbing the ladder to steal extra bases from Bradfield?
I thought that ball was ticketed for over his head, but an incredible leap by Consuegra caught it at its apex, and the leadoff man retired. Brings up Tavian Josenberger. He takes outside 1-0.
And you know Dakota Hawkins is going to give him a nice big thank you when they get back in the dugout, I'm sure.
1-0 from Dakota. And Josenberger takes up and away 2-0. Tavian hitting at 214, two homers, 21 RBIs. Orioles third-round pick last year out of Arkansas. The 2-0 on the outside, Black 2-1. Defensively behind Dakota tonight, left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Nick Morabito, and the aforementioned Stanley Consuegra. 2-1, and another high fly ball to right. A little bit easier for Stanley this time. Step or two into his right, and with two hands makes the catch for the second out. But third to first around the infield for Brooklyn tonight. Junior Tillian, William Lugo, Wilfredo Lara, and Nick LaRusso. With the Major League rehabbing Francisco Alvarez behind the plate for Dakota Hawkins. Base is empty, two out for Elio Prado. And the righty deals. Prado takes a curveball for strike one. Prado average at 205, 31 for 151. Three homers, 22 batted in, the 0-1. And a knee-high strike, 0-2. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. It is Jamal Allen with Connor Kroll on the bases. The 0-2, Prado checks his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire. First strikeout tonight for Hawkins, and 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen in the first on 10 pitches. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the first. Francisco Alvarez, two up second when we come back. Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Gorgeous night for baseball here on Coney Island. Justin Rock and Johnny Gademowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Levi Wells, the right-hander on the mound for the Ironbirds tonight, made two starts in the first series between these teams back in late April, early May. Wells, 6'2", 216 pounds, 22 years old, from Houston, Texas. Wells making his 11th start, 0-3, a 7.42 ERA, 31 hits in 30 and a third innings, 18 walks, 39 strikeouts. Nick Morabito will lead things off against him in the home first, and the first pitch hit in the air to the right, out of play, 0-1. Morabito, 1-for-3 on Sunday, walked twice, stole home. And Brooklyn, 7-0 win, the 0-1. And Morabito line drive right center field. That one down for a base hit. Cutting it off to his right, Hodo. And Nick Morabito starts the homestand with a single. One on, nobody out for the former Cyclone and current Mets catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Alvarez, in the 2021 season at the time, set a franchise record with 22 home runs. Runner goes on the first pitch, broken bat flare, and this foul up the first baseline, and one pitch into the day for Alvarez. Needs to go back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber.
Yeah, kind of sliced it in half, right down the middle, vertically.
I'll say that bat now a weapon in the first base dugout, as Alvarez will stroll back to the box. Played in three rehab games last week at AA Binghamton. Went 2-for-8 with a homer, 3 RBIs. You see that smile from Alvarez talking with the catcher and birthday boy for Aberdeen, Creed Willems. A happy 21st birthday to Creed. It also makes it equally amazing, Alvarez just 22 years old. The 0-1 to Francisco high. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, a ball, and a strike. But Alvarez doesn't turn 23 until November. Just about a year older than the man behind the plate for Aberdeen. And Alvarez already has played over 100 big league games. The 1-1 off the end of the bat, center field, and down in front of Bradfield Jr., a base hit. Welcome back to Coney Island, Francisco Alvarez. Back-to-back singles start the day for the Cyclones. 2-on, nobody out. A line drive off the end of the bat. Thought Bradfield would have a play on that ball, but was content to let it bounce in front. So 2-on, nobody out for Nick LaRusso. Wells from the stretch, and LaRusso flat-footed fouls it away.
Aggressive approach by really all three Cyclone batters up until this point. Clearly they remember last time they faced Levi Wells, and they're trying to get to him early.
Yeah, three batters, three first-pitch swings. LaRusso 1-for-4 on Sunday, and a breaking ball high. One ball and one strike. LaRusso hitting at 269. Tied for the team lead, seven homers. A team-best 27 RBIs as you look at the numbers for Wells so far this year. The 1-1 to Nick, and a fastball up at 95, 2-1. Wells took the loss in his last start against Hudson Valley. That was a week ago tomorrow. Gave up five runs on three hits in four innings. The 2-1. And LaRusso swings through a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes. But Wells, really two polar opposite starts against Brooklyn here in early May. The 2-2 outside a full count. Wells went three innings in the final meeting between these two teams on May the 5th. One run, two hits, struck out six, did not issue a walk. The payoff pitch, and it hit him. Caught him right by the left wrist and his forearm. And LaRusso, a painful way for the Cyclones to load the bases. So for LaRusso, third time he's been drilled this year. And the Brooklyn Cyclones threatening, bases loaded, nobody out. As the pitching coach for Aberdeen, Jordy Henry, out of the third base dugout to talk with Wells, who's allowed a couple of singles and a hit by pitch to start the night. Well, Brooklyn trying to take the early lead here at home. Fans calling all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids ages 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. So bases loaded, nobody out for Junior. Tillian had off on Sunday, has reached in 14 straight entering the night. And the first pitch from Wells fouled off the wrist, 0-1. Tillian hitting at 227, a homer, 10 RBIs. Hitting 260 during the 14-game on-base streak. The 0-1. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. And Wells jumps ahead. No balls and two strikes. But Wells did great his last start against Brooklyn, but his first opened up that series on April the 30th. And instead of striking out six like he did the second time, he gave up six runs this season high and was removed with two outs in the first inning as Tillian takes a breaking ball just off the plate away. Good pitch.
And unfortunately for Wells' sake, more of his outings this year have been similar to that first appearance against the Cyclones rather than the second.
Righty fires, and Tillian maybe swung at ball two. Pitch off the plate in. Got his hands on it and fouled it away. Remains a ball and two strikes.
And granted, of course, perhaps not quite as poorly as that first Brooklyn outing. But still, ERA up over seven on the season through 10 starts.
Not ideal. Neither is bases loaded, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him. Tillian out in front, looked like he read it well, but just could not wait back enough, and a huge out number one for Wells, as now a ground ball can get him out of the inning.
I think the only thing Wells might have preferred to a strikeout was maybe a first or second pitch pop-up, just to keep that pitch count a little bit suppressed.
So now the red-hot Stanley Consuegra homered again on Sunday. And the first pitch he sees breaks inside 1-0. Stanley, another multi-hit, multi-RBI game on Sunday. Batting average up to 221. Seven homers, 23 RBIs. The 1-0. And that sweeps off the plate away 2-0. Consuegra, his last 14 games, hitting at 327, a slugging percentage hovering around 800, and an OPS of nearly 1250. 2-0, swing and a foul tip. He was right on that fastball, but sent it straight to the checkerboard screen, 2-1. But Stanley, six homers in his last 14 games, including 12 RBIs. Morabito at third, Alvarez at second, LaRusso at first, the 2-1, and a swing and a miss. Again, high fastball. And Wells has battled back to run it even.
And I think Stanley was thinking about making this a 4-0 ball game with that swing.
It'd be fitting for Consuegra to go deep with Alvarez on the bases. 1-2 all time in franchise history and home runs. 2-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts for Wells. And now all of a sudden he's one out away from getting out of trouble with no runs across. Pitch count up at 21. And now William Lugo delivered a big bases loaded two-run single to break the game open on Sunday. Batting average up to .169. Two homers, 21 RBIs. Wells kicks and fires, and a breaking ball inside 1-0. Lugo, 1-for-5 on Sunday with a two-run single. One-oh pitch, outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Right now here on Coney Island, a cool 70 degrees. No wind really to speak of. American flag out in center, blowing slightly towards us. The 2-0, and Lugo, a high pop fly back towards us as well. But this one onto the roof and beyond. Two balls and a strike. Wilfredo Lara waiting on deck. Lugo, the sixth man to bat in the inning. But Brooklyn still has not pushed across the run. Bases loaded, two out, the 2-1. Lugo, a check swing, foul ball off the top of the screen. 2-2. And now Wells a strike away from getting out of Dodge. And if he can get one more strike, what an impressive effort this would be. Considering the guys coming up. The 2-2, breaking ball, got him. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Levi Wells with three straight strikeouts to keep Brooklyn off the scoreboard in the first. No runs, two hits, bases left loaded. At the end of one, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning. Scoreless game here from Coney Island. Brooklyn missing out on an opportunity to take the lead. Bases loaded, nobody out. Three straight strikeouts from Levi Wells to keep this a scoreless game. Fans, you've heard about people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on to oasas.ny.gov. Heart of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen in the second against Dakota Hawkins, Etzel, Willems, and Young. Three scheduled to bat in the frame. Etzel, 2-for-4 on Sunday, a double, 3 RBIs, also stole 2 bases. And the first pitch, the lefty batter, a fastball strike, 0-1. Etzel hitting at 303, 4 homers, 32 RBIs. Enters play today, 2nd in the league in stolen bases, 4th in RBI, tied for 5th in hits, and 8th in batting average. 10th round pick out of Southern Miss as he takes outside 1-1. But was not teammates at Southern Miss with Tyler Stewart. Went to Hattiesburg a year after Stu moved on to the Mets organization. The 1-1. And Etzel in the air, center field, waiting now. Back in to his right is Morabito. And over his left shoulder, maybe overran it a tad, had to reach in front of him. But the leadoff man put down, one away. Brings up the birthday boy, Creed Willems. And we're wondering why there was a shipment of Insomnia cookies to the ballpark today. Well, it was for Creed's birthday, celebrating his 21st as he takes inside 1-0. Willems, 218 average, 9 homers, 29 RBIs. Tied for 3rd in the league in long ball, 7th in runs batted in. The 1-0, a towering fly ball, nearly hit a bird. Coming on is Consuegra, calling for it. Lara with both hands. And right by the bill of his Navy cap makes the play for the second out. But I don't know if you caught that, Johnny. I thought it did hit the bird up over home plate. Almost shades of Randy Johnson and Dave Winfield. So base is empty and 2 out for Carter Young, the switch hitter. And he pulls the first pitch on the ground wide of first, a foul ball.
Thankfully for the bird's sake, that pop-up a little slower, I'd say, than a Randy Johnson fastball.
I do agree with you on that one. But it looked like the bird changed directions right at the time the ball was getting up there. I don't know if it hit the bird or the bird got out of dodge. Is the 0-1 inside. 1-1. Young, tough start to the year, hitting .126. 17 for 135, no homers, 9 batted in. 1-1 at the knees, a strike. 1-2 now on Young. Bases empty, 2 out. Scoreless ball game. Hawkins looking for his 2nd straight 1-2-3 frame. The 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Brooklyn home whites tonight. Cyclones across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with the gold and black border. Long navy sleeves out either end of the top for Hawkins. The 2-2. At the knee, strike 3 called. Struck him out on the changeup. So a couple of strikeouts tonight for Hawkins. 6 up, 6 down for the righty through 2 innings. 1.5 complete, no score. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, we'll see what Levi Wells has for an encore. A lot of times when you see a starter get out of a pickle like Wells did in the first inning, it sort of is a springboard into a great night on the bump. And we'll see if Wells can follow up 3 straight strikeouts with more effective pitching in the second frame. Just saw a wild photo on social media. We'll have to find a way to show it on the airwaves on SNY Thursday or Friday. But someone is in London for the Mets-Phillies games this weekend, and they are selling a shirt, a polo shirt with a collar that has both the Phillies and Mets logo emblazoned all throughout like a Hawaiian shirt style. As Wilfredo Lara fouls it away, 0-1.
Yeah, this is not simply just advertising a single game where you might see the logos of both teams. No, they're everywhere. Mets and Phillies logos alike.
And no mention of the London series. I have a feeling that that's going to be sold to a lot of people that know nothing about baseball. It's the 0-1 outside, 1-1. We'll have some fun with that this weekend, though. Of course, we'll be on SNY Thursday and Friday night, 7 o'clock starts both times. But we'll also be honoring the Mets' trip across the pond as a check swing did not go on appeal, 2-1 to Lara. But coming up on Saturday, 6 o'clock start, first 1,000 fans will get King Henry London Sox as the 2-1 fouled off the hands, 2-2. Course honoring our very own King Henry here on Coney Island. Much nicer than the King Henrys that were across the pond in the UK. 2-2. Down and away, three balls and two strikes. Talked a little bit about Lara pregame. Coming into his own right now, just 20 years old. 304 average his last 13. 210 on the year. Payoff pitch, high ball four. And Lara's on with a leadoff walk. First free pass allowed by Wells today. And Lara's now reached an eight straight. One on, nobody out for Chris Suero.
Well, another prime opportunity here for Brooklyn to take advantage. Loaded the bases with nobody out, came up empty-handed. But another runner on with no one out yet in the frame. Have to try to capitalize here.
Suero walked in the game on Sunday, was hitless as this fouled off the end of the bat onto the roof, 0-1. Suero hitting a .197, 19 games with the Cyclones, 12 for 61, a homer, 7 RBIs. Has reached an 11 straight entering the day, though. Runner goes the 0-1 high, throw down by Willems, the tag, they got him. Great tag by Tavian Josenberger. Just in the nick of time to get Lara for the first out of the second inning. 1-1 on Suero, but caught stealing 2-4.
Yeah, and Lara's got good speed. He also timed it well. That was a really solid throw from Willems.
1-1. Outside and off the glove of Willems. Two balls and a strike. Aberdeen wearing the nifty powder blues today. Gray pants, Ironbirds in white script across the chest, white numerals front and back with an orange border as a high pop. This one ticketed out of play just to the right of the press level, 2-2. Aberdeen powder blue cap, powder blue bill with the crab and baseball bat logo on the front, crab silhouette with two crossed baseball bats behind it. 2-2 from Levon. Breaking ball bounced foul. Past Gilbert Gomez and down the line stays 2-2. Bases empty, one out. Bottom of the second. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. Francisco Alvarez with the Cyclones today on Major League Rehab, coming back from a left thumb sprain. Already 1-for-1 with a base hit. The wind, the 2-2, and Suero in the air center field, sending Bradfield Jr. back, but he's got it squared away as he drifts back to his left. Makes the catch on the move for the second out. So two up and two down for Wells in the second inning. He's retired five straight. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey did not play on Sunday. Couple of doubles in the loss on Saturday. Batting average up to a .191 in Brooklyn, and he has another base hit today. Slaps that one in front of the left fielder, Prado. And Jeffrey De Los Santos ends the streak of five straight retired by Wells. So one on, two out, back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Singled, was stranded at third in the first. Righty fires, and Morabito looks at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Great to see Sandy camped out directly behind home plate. Wonder if that's distracting at all for Levi Wells. Big seagull head right behind the catcher. Throw back to first, and De Los Santos dives in. One strike pitch, and Morabito fouls it to the right. 0-2.
Yeah, a little different kind of distracting, though, than Marlin Man's bright orange neon jersey.
I feel like the neon orange would be a little bit more distracting, but...
You think so?
Sandy can get into some folks' heads as Morabito raises his arms to avoid the curveball. 1-2 now on the Brooklyn leadoff batter. One on, two out, bottom two, no score. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock, bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East. 1-2, up and away, two balls and two strikes. It'll be an 11 a.m. game tomorrow, Education Day here on Coney Island. Our friends from the New York Aquarium will be out here. The pregame presentation, 2-2. Morabito chops it off the plate, a foul ball at the third base line. Wells up to 45 pitches now on the night. You look at his last two starts, went four innings in each. Threw no more than 65 pitches, so you wonder how much longer they'll allow Wells to go tonight. 2-2 offering. Another snapdragon inside. Full count on Morabito. Wells, fourth-round pick last year of the Orioles out of Texas State University. Started his college career with 2 years at Texas Tech before moving on to the Sun Belt. Runner goes, payoff pitch, hit on the ground is short. Coming on, Vasquez throws on the move. Low throw, great backhand pick by Etzel to take away an infield hit from Morabito and end the inning. No runs, a hit, one left after two, still scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Dakota Hawkins, six up, six down to start his day. And fans, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones get on the road, visit them on the web, panoramabustours.com. Or call them 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Jalen Vasquez in the bottom third of Aberdeen's lineup. Two up in the third inning, and stepping up to the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thanks so much. 7-8-9 due up for Aberdeen to begin inning number three. No score here on Coney Island. Dakota Hawkins works out of the full windup, and his first toss of inning number three is a fastball that dots the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Vasquez, a lefty swinging shortstop, stands towards the back of that lefty batter's box, awaiting an 0-1. And Vasquez swings and flares it foul out of play. Out towards Surf Avenue, falls behind rather quickly, 0-2. Hawkins sharp so far, two punchouts through two innings. He's got Vasquez on the ropes here. 0-2 pitch. Check swing on appeal did not go around, according to the base umpire Connor Kroll. Jamal Allen calling balls and strikes today. 1-2 the count on Vasquez. Hawkins from the first base side of the slab out of the full wind pitch. This is outside with the heater, 91 on the gun, and it's 2-2. Vasquez at 227 this season. 2-2 on the way to him. Misses badly outside, 3-2. Hawkins went right back to the fastball yet again. Just couldn't put it where he wanted to, and the count now full. Third baseman Junior Tillian playing well off the line. And a payoff upcoming. 3-2 home. Foul tip back to the screen. And it remains 3-2. So much like Brooklyn just took 3 of 6 in their series last week, Aberdeen also victorious in half of their games. On the road against Hudson Valley, this is the second straight week the Ironbirds are playing away from Maryland. Time called by Vasquez before he regathers himself ahead of a 3-2 delivery. Hawkins hides the eyes behind the mitt and the pitch. Ripped down the right field line, foul into the netting. Vasquez doing a nice job to get a piece there, just couldn't quite time it up properly.
And next pitch will be the seventh of the at-bat. Hawkins, he had just 10 pitches to get through the second inning.
See what he does here. 3-2 pitch. Misses outside, ball 4. Hawkins thought he painted the fastball on the outer edge. Home plate umpire says otherwise. And Aberdeen has their first base runner of the night. Vasquez aboard with nobody out in this scoreless tie. Hawkins coming into play tonight had only issued 10 free passes across 28 innings and change. Now we'll shift gears, work out of the stretch with one on and nobody out for Adam Retzbach. First pitch to him is a called strike. In towards the knees, 0-1. Retzbach, Aberdeen's DH tonight at just $1.49 this season. 14th round selection out of Lehigh back in 2022. 0-1 to him. Wave and a miss over the top of a breaking ball, and it is 0-2. Hawkins goes four seam slider, curve, and change. Nice standard arsenal for the right-hander. Won't dial it up crazy velocity-wise, but effective nonetheless. Ahead 0-2. Here it comes. Runner goes, misses down. Alvarez's throw down bounces and is offline. A stolen bag for Jalen Vasquez, and Aberdeen has a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, good pitch to run on, down and away. Not an easy pick and throw for Alvarez. Vasquez, much like a lot of guys in this Aberdeen lineup, runs well. Now a man in scoring position.
Slightly open stance for Retzbach. 1-2 on the way. Downstairs, 2-2. Douglas Hodo on deck, the last Ironbird to come to bat for the first time tonight. Some shadows starting to creep over the infield. Twilight hours fastly approaching. 2-2. Nubbed foul off the foot of Retzbach, the batter. And it remains 2-2. But yeah, mention that Ironbird series against the Renegades last week. Aberdeen gave up over 6 runs per game on average across those 6 contests. 2-2 upcoming. Hawkins delivers. Stung on the ground. Foul. Third base way. So Felipe Rojas Jr., Ironbird skipper, certainly hoping to get some better pitching this week here in Brooklyn. His night didn't start out like he would have hoped when Levi Wells loaded the bases with nobody out, but proceeded to strike out the next three batters and has set the tone rather nicely for himself. Still scoreless here, top three. Runner on second, nobody out. 2-2 from Hawkins, throw over to second, not in time. It was a sneaky job by Lara at second to creep in. I don't think the runner Vasquez was aware that he darted in towards the bag, but Vasquez slid back safely regardless. Another healthy-sized lead for him. 2-2, line drive to short, caught by Lugo, throw to second, double play. Oh, that lead came back to haunt Vasquez, who is plucked off the base paths. So you go from runner in scoring position and nobody out to bases empty, two away.
Yeah, hit it right on the screws, 101 miles an hour, but right at the glove of Lugo. And Vasquez caught in no man's land.
So a 6-4 double play. First pitch, a called strike on the changeup to Douglas Hodo, Aberdeen's right fielder. Hawkins working quickly, a one. Hodo hits it on the ground. Slow roller off a couple of hops. Tilly in the third baseman scoops and throws in time to retire the side. So Dakota Hawkins, after issuing a leadoff walk, faces the minimum thanks to that double play. Let's go to the home half. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Oh, Stanley Consuegra due up fourth here in this bottom of the third. No score between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. First of a six-game set from Coney Island. Appreciate you hanging out with us alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowitz. It's the Major League rehabbing Francisco Alvarez to get it started for Brooklyn in the bottom of the third. Before we do so, home plate umpire sees a spare piece of equipment out on the turf outside the Aberdeen dugout, ushers it to be brought back in. And now Levi Wells will toss his first pitch of inning number three. It's a breaking ball. Downstairs to Alvarez, one ball and no strikes. Francisco, one for one today, singled his first time up. Righty-righty matchup. Wells right back to work is 1-0. And Alvarez takes a changeup for a strike on the outer edge. It is 1-1. So Alvarez, who's wearing the blue and orange Mets helmet, pairs it with the home white Cyclones jersey, the 1-1. Takes low, two balls and one strike. And then he completes it, tops it off with the bright neon green cleats. Should mention the orange batting gloves, too. All sorts of colors on him, 2-1. Alvarez watches it go by low, three balls and one strike. Of course, made his big league debut on the tail end of 2022. 3-1, Alvarez leans out of the way of a pitch up and in for ball four. So Alvarez aboard for the second time tonight. And Brooklyn has a base runner with nobody out in this scoreless tie here in the bottom of the third. Good discipline by the Mets backstop. And now Brooklyn will try to cash in. Brings up Nick LaRusso. One on and nobody out. Wells out of the stretch. His first toss. Fastball up and in. 95 on the radar gun to LaRusso. One ball and no strikes. So LaRusso bumped down a spot in the batting order today, thanks to the guy standing off the first base pillow in Alvarez. LaRusso takes a 1-0 fastball up and away. Two balls, no strikes. It had been Nick Morabito leading off and Nick LaRusso in the two-hole for quite some time now for Brooklyn. Maybe their two best offensive contributors over the course of the past couple weeks. 2-0. LaRusso takes up and in yet again. Three balls and no strikes. Should insert Stanley Consuegra into that conversation as well. But LaRusso operating out of the three-hole tonight. Morabito in his usual leadoff spot. Alvarez second. 3-0. LaRusso takes a fastball for a strike. And it is 3-1. Nick just 4 for 27 on the road in Jersey Shore. Trying to snap out of a 1 for 12 skid. Close stance for the righty swinger. 3-1. In the dirt, ball 4. So back-to-back free passes issued by Levi Wells, who despite the goose egg on the scoreboard, hasn't necessarily had the prettiest of outings tonight. There is action brewing in Aberdeen's bullpen down the left field line.
Now, we mentioned last two starts for Wells hovering around 65 pitches right now at 56 with nobody out in the third.
What can Junior Tillian do with it here? Righty batter, first pitch to him, rip and a miss. Right through a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Well, it's Tillian who struck out with the bases loaded and nobody out. That started a stretch of three straight Ks for Wells to dance his way out of that first inning. 0-1 to Tillian in the dirt. Good block by Creed Willems, the birthday boy, Aberdeen's catcher. And it's 1-1. Alvarez off of second. LaRusso behind him on first. Home crowd trying to get into it here on this Tuesday night. First of a six-game set. Wells, belt set. 1-1 home. Tillian takes a strike. 95 on the outer black. It's 1-2.
Want to say that is Zane Barnhart. Up and throwing down the line for the Ironbirds here in the third inning.
1-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Low, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Both runners take their leads. Infield in their usual spots. The 2-2 hit on the ground. This could be two. Throw goes to third. Alvarez is out there for one, but that's all. So Aberdeen gets the lead runner as Alvarez is retired. LaRusso up to second, and Tillian aboard safely at first on the fielder's choice.
Interesting decision there by Vasquez to get the lead runner instead of looking at second and potentially turn two. Still runners at first and second, one out.
So it is a 6-5, a fielder's choice that allows Tillian to reach. First and second, one away for Consuegra, and first pitch swinging, fouls it back into the netting, 0-1. Consuegra 0-1, struck out looking the first time through. Righty batter with a heavy swing and that open stance, awaiting an 0-1 delivery. Here it comes. Consuegra takes a fastball for a strike. Nothing and two. Stanley red hot at the plate as of recently. 8 for his last 25. A pair of homers during that span as well. Behind 0-2. Here it comes. Consuegra launches one. Well hit to left field and it's off the wall. Second row of advertisements. Off the carom. Throw in and cut off. LaRusso home to score. It's a loud RBI single off the barrel of Stanley Consuegra, and Brooklyn hops out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Tillian up to third base. Consuegra just scorched that one. Not quite enough height to get out of here,
Would have been extra bases had he not hit it so hard. But Brooklyn will take the lead all the same, and it puts runners on the corners with only one away for William Lugo. First pitch to him, and Lugo hits it to short. Off a hop, on to second for one. Over to first, the throw is wide, and a run home to score. So what could have been an inning-ending double play instead turns into a 2-0 Brooklyn lead. Consuegra taking off the base paths. Lugo reaches at first, and Tillian taps home for Brooklyn's second run of the inning. That'll bring up Wilfredo Lara with one on and two gone. Wells still pitching. His first pitch, he fools Lara on a breaking ball that he goes around on. 0-1. So the Cyclones out in front. 2-0 lead for Dakota Hawkins to work with when he comes back out of the Brooklyn dugout. 0-1 in the dirt, one ball and one strike to Wilfredo Lara. Lara 4 for his last 12. 6 for 20 on the road against Jersey Shore. Hit a homer and scored 6 runs during that series as well. 1-1 upcoming, here's the pitch. Lara hits it sharply on the ground. Off two hops, the shortstop Vasquez underhand flip on to second to retire the side. But not before Brooklyn plates a pair. It is Cyclones 2 and Ironbirds nothing. Let's go to the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Well, for the first time tonight, Dakota Hawkins begins a frame operating with the luxury of a lead. It is Brooklyn 2 and Aberdeen nothing. And the first pitch of inning number 4 is a breaking ball low, 1-0. Top of the lineup for Aberdeen, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, and then Elio Prado. 1-0 from Hawkins. Swing and a pop fly, foul, third base way. Junior Tillian over to have a look and makes the catch in front of the Aberdeen dugout, about two steps in front of that dugout. A one-handed catch for out number one. So bases empty, one away. Here's Tavian Josenberger. Dakota Hawkins has faced the minimum up until this point. Aberdeen does not have a base hit in this ballgame as of yet. Jalen Vasquez did draw a walk, but was retired on a double play. Hawkins' first toss misses outside to Josenberger, 1-0. So how about this from Hawkins, someone who, until very recently, was a reliever. 1-0 misses up and away, two balls and no strikes. 11 of his 12 appearances when he woke up this morning were out of Brooklyn's bullpen. 2-0. Josenberger over the top of a bending breaking ball.
And it is 2-1, but Hawkins, who tossed four innings of two-run ball in his first career start on the road last week, picking up right where he left off here tonight. 2-1, fouled away out of play. Behind the plate towards us, and it is 2-2. Just continuing that theme of splendid starting pitching for Brooklyn. Cyclones tops in the South Atlantic League in starting pitching ERA at 2.88, 2-2. Fouled away, third base side, and about 10 rows deep. Count remains 2-2.
And Aberdeen second in the league among starters ERA.
2-2 pitch. Josenberger hits it to the gap in left center, but playable for Suero, who cuts it off in the alleyway to make the catch. Two away.
A nice read by Suero there to his left to track that ball down.
And these are two teams that have received some fantastic pitching, particularly on the starting front. That's a big reason why they find themselves right in the thick of things here down the home stretch in half number one. First pitch to Elio Prado. Check swing. Didn't go around. No check. Jamal Allen deemed it himself. Now they will appeal, and Connor Kroll says no. So one ball and no strike. Space is empty and two gone. 1-0 to Prado. Leans out of the way of a pitch upstairs. 2-0. Base is empty. Two gone. Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Hawkins working quickly. His 2-0 offering is a curveball a little bit low. It's 72 on the gun that time from Dakota. Falls behind, three balls and no strikes. But yeah, this is a big series for both Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Cyclones are only a game up on the Ironbirds entering play today. 3-0 is skied to shallow center. Lara, the second baseman, moving backwards. Morabito, the center fielder, in. And it's the latter who reaches up to make the shoulder-high grab and retire the side. So Hawkins has faced the minimum through four. Brooklyn leads 2-0. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cyclones in the driver's seat, 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth here from Maimonides Park. Chris Suero, Jeffrey De Los Santos, then back to the top for Nick Morabito, 8-9-1 to begin the frame for Brooklyn. First toss of the bottom of the fourth is fouled away. 0-1. And Justin, we have a new pitcher in the game.
Yeah, right-hander Zane Barnhart has come on for Levi Wells after three innings.
So Wells' line is final. A one on the way is a breaking ball that clips the lower half for a strike. Nothing and two to Suero. So Wells departs having gone three innings, surrendered two runs, both of them earned on four hits. Three strikeouts and an identical three walks. Both of those runs coming across in the home third. 0-2. Suero fights it backward, foul, and it remains no balls and two strikes. So now Barnhard on to take his place. Brooklyn two runs on four hits up until this point. 0-2 on the way, and Suero ropes it down the left field line, twisting, foul, and out of play. 0-2, just clanged up against that netting right in front of the Aberdeen bullpen. For Barnhard this season with Aberdeen, this is ninth appearance, all out of the bullpen, a sub-1 ERA. Shouldn't come as much of a surprise this, the first name called. 0-2. Suero lifts it skyward, but backwards and foul. And it remains no balls and two strikes. 17th round selection in last summer's draft by the Orioles organization out of Hillsdale. 0-2 upcoming to Suero. Here's the pitch. Misses low and away. One ball and two strikes.
And he's talking about Hillsdale, the college, not Hillsdale, New Jersey.
You're right. I should clarify that. 1-2. Suero takes a called strike 3-95. Gas from Barnhard. And Suero retired for the second time tonight. Bases empty and one away.
Yeah, couldn't have walked that ball up to home plate any better. Fastball, middle of the plate, but right at the knees. Borderline pitch, and Barnhard throws Suero.
That's the first strikeout that Aberdeen has picked up since Wells struck out three straight in the first. As this one hit well in the air to right field off the bat of De Los Santos. Hodo looks up, and it's gone. Jeffrey De Los Santos on the first pitch he sees deposits one to right and pushes the Brooklyn lead to 3-0. Jeffrey got a pitch he liked, and he did not miss it. That ball got out in a hurry.
And cement mixer breaking ball, 89, middle. De Los Santos sent it out of here, 105 miles an hour, 398 feet, Johnny.
First pitch to Nick Morabito inside for ball one. Third long ball of the season for Jeffrey, who was a doubles machine in Jersey Shore last week. 1-1, a called strike to Morabito on the fastball.
And it's also worth noting, he is now homered to right field from the left-hand side of the plate in back-to-back home series.
1-1. Morabito takes inside, 2-1. So De Los Santos giving Brooklyn some production out of the bottom third, out of the nine spot, to be more particular tonight. 2-1 misses up and away. Three balls and one strike to Morabito. Off the bat, you didn't necessarily know for sure that it was a no-doubter, but it just kept going and going. Hodo tried to track it down, but just ran out of room. 3-1 upcoming to Morabito. Barnhard delivers. Morabito hits it on the ground off a couple of hops. Young, the third baseman on a backhand, fires over to get the speedy Morabito in time for out number two.
Yeah, with that speed from Morabito, I was kind of curious that Young decided to field that ball in front of third. Thought it was going to roll foul, but Young makes the smart play, picks it up in fair ground, and gets the out.
So here's Francisco Alvarez. Space is empty, two away. Brooklyn leading 3-0. Barnhard's first pitch. Alvarez swings and hits it on the ground. Diving stop by Young at third. Throw a little bit high, but plenty of time for Etzel to land and plant his foot on the first base bag to retire the side. But not before Jeffrey De Los Santos makes this a 3-0 Brooklyn lead with a solo home run. Let's go to the fifth. 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Well, as we go to the fifth, we can report that Relish, the winner of tonight's hot dog race, before the fifth gets underway here at Maimonides Park. That's a big win for Relish. Start the week with a little bit of momentum. See if they can carry it into the rest of the week against their hated rivals, Ketchup and Mustard. As far as this game is concerned, we go to the fifth. Brooklyn ahead, 3-0. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
I'm just trying to relish this nice weather, Johnny. Beautiful day here on Coney Island.
There.
Absolutely. Matthew Etzel, heart of the lineup, due up for Aberdeen in the fifth as Dakota Hawkins' first pitch of the frame foul. Into the seats, it is 0-1. Etzel fly out to center field, his only time up today. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Happy to have you with us. A little bit past the top of the 7 o'clock hour as the 0-1 low. One ball and one strike. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night in this fifth inning as well. Give you the answer in the home sixth. Give you plenty of time to get your responses in. A 1-1 pitch, and Etzel a sharp ground ball up the middle. Lugo to his left makes the play and throws him out. Leadoff man retired in the fifth inning. Let's take a look at our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight, and fitting that with Francisco Alvarez and Stanley Consuegra in the lineup today for Brooklyn, that we make it home run centric. We all know at this point Stanley broke Francisco Alvarez's all-time home run record for the Cyclones last year as Creed Willems the batter, and the birthday boy takes inside 1-0. But our question today is, whose record did Francisco Alvarez break in 2021 for the Cyclones franchise record in all-time homers? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. The 1-0 bounced on the ground a second. Fielded there easily by Lara. And a soft overhand toss to LaRusso for the second out. There are multiple correct answers, so be aware of that when you're submitting. I believe there's three different players that had 14. Before Alvarez hit 22 in 2021. Carter Young with the bases empty and two out. Made a couple real nice plays at third in the bottom of the fourth. The former Vanderbilt Commodore fouls it back. Nice play by Jalen Vasquez in the on-deck circle. Vasquez still the only Ironbird to reach base tonight on a leadoff walk in the third inning. Great to see Sandy the Seagull moving his way up high atop Maimonides Park as Lara makes the scoop on the forehand. This stung on the ground at second. And Lara makes the play on to first. Sandy's going to have a giveaway to the fans down below. We're going to take a break halfway home on this Tuesday night. Beautiful evening. 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Zane Barnhart back to the mound for Aberdeen in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. 3-4-5 due up for the Cyclones in the inning. First pitch to Nick LaRusso. Taken high 1-0. LaRusso been on base twice tonight. A walk and a hit by pitch. 1-0 from Barnhart. Fastball strike at 92, 1-1. Barnhart, 5'10", 205 pounds. Turned 22 years old last week from Towson, Maryland. This fouled off the end of the bat, 1-2. Barnhart, start of the year at Aberdeen, with Delmarva at single A. Joined Aberdeen during the first series between these two teams on May the 2nd. The first base side of the mound, the 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Blue skies up above, some hazy clouds up in the stratosphere as well. But plenty of sunshine as LaRusso off the end of the bat into right, coming on and having a plate on a hop is Hodo. Looked like Hodo had some trouble picking up the spin off the bat. Seemed to waffle back and forth between wanting to come on strong and try and make the play in the air, or trying to let it bounce in front of him to avoid giving up multiple bases if it got behind him.
Yeah, a little indecisive, and that's all it takes, Justin, right? That moment's hesitation, and as soon as you hesitate, you know you've got to play it safe.
Junior Tillian takes the breaking ball outside 1-0. Tillian has struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice so far today. 14-game on-base streak for Tillian. 1-0, and this off the hands. Back towards the parking lot, 1-1. Barnhart, as Johnny mentioned, 17th round pick last year out of Hillsdale College in Michigan. He's committed to play this year at West Virginia had he not been drafted and signed. The 1-1, a little bit low, two balls and a strike. West Virginia advancing to the Super Regionals in the Men's College World Series. Very exciting first weekend of the men's college tournament. The 2-1. Tillian reaches and fouls it off the end of the lumber. Up the first base line, it's 2-2. This series will continue tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Education Day, so have your coffee, your breakfast with Johnny and I. Joelmi Ramirez against Preston Johnson. Dancing off of first is LaRusso, the 2-2 high. Fastball at 93, full count. And Thursday and Friday will be on SNY at 7 o'clock. Douglas Orellana against Edgar Portes on Thursday as a throwback to first, and LaRusso dives, and actually will be Felipe De La Cruz, not Douglas Orellana, in that game on Thursday. And then Jonah Tong against Luis De Leon, a couple of top 30 prospects on Friday. Payoff pitch, and Tillian sends it straight back. We'll do it again. Cade Morris against Jackson Baumeister on Saturday at 6. And then a rematch of today, Wells against Hawkins on Sunday. The payoff. Breaking ball, got him looking. Struck him out, looked like the slider away. Tillian thought he had ball four. But Barnhart a strikeout for the first out of the fifth. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night as Stanley Consuegra digs in fittingly. Stanley last year broke Francisco Alvarez's all-time home run record for the Cyclones. First pitch to Stanley out in front. And a foul ball off the mitt of the catcher, Willems. No balls and a strike. Stanley RBI single to give Brooklyn the lead back in the third. As you take a peek at Barnhart's numbers this year. But Consuegra broke Alvarez's all-time franchise record for homers. Our question is, whose record did Alvarez break for the all-time record in 2021? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know, as Stanley takes up and away. Seems like a perfect question for the Wolf, David Pecoraro, or Mary DiBernardo. Some Cyclones history tonight. The 1-1. And another good slider away. Stanley drops that front shoulder to try and hit it. One ball, two strikes. One on, one out, bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead looking for more. As time called at home by Stanley. A tight playoff race right now in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. We'll give you a quick look around the circuit here of the fifth. The 1-2 outside. Good spot with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Just off the plate away, 2-2. The big game Brooklyn fans going to follow this week is the one in North Carolina between Jersey Shore and Greensboro. The 2-2, and he got him. Looked like the changeup that time. So back-to-back strikeouts for Barnhart, two out. Mary quickly chiming in, saying now she has to walk over to Wolf along the first base side to get his thoughts on who the answer to our question today is. I apologize for providing extra work for you, Mary. First pitch to Lugo, fouled straight back towards us. Do we have a play? No, we don't. 0-1. Thankfully, we didn't. I was using both hands to look up and didn't have either of them out to catch the ball. So might have been a broadcaster with a bloody nose. Lugo takes a breaking ball strike. It is 0-2 now. But Jersey Shore, a 1-0 lead on Greensboro in the bottom of the second. Mitch Neuenborn against Derek Diamond. Greensboro today, just the seventh game they've played this year against a team with a 500 or better record. As that high and inside, 1-2, not sure. Birthday cheers, that's what that was about. It was just random cheering beneath us. So the cake has arrived, the 1-2. That slider arriving a little bit outside, two balls, two strikes.
No insomnia cookies.
No insomnia cookies. Separate desserts for separate birthday parties. Throw back to the bag, and LaRusso dives in. One on, two out. 3-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the fifth. But Greensboro playing just their seventh game this year against a team above 500 and their first tonight against a team in their own division. As Lugo takes down and away a full count, and it's ironic because if Greensboro was in the geographical correct division, they'd still be a half game up on Rome in the south. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and Lugo swings through the breaking ball, strike three. So after the leadoff base runner, three straight strikeouts from Zane Barnhart, and Brooklyn strands a man in the fifth. To the sixth we go. 3-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. New arm in the game is Joey Lancelotti. So how about Dakota Hawkins? 5 no-hit innings. He walks only one. Couldn't have asked for much of a better outing from Dakota. Brooklyn leading 3-0, Justin, as Joey Lancelotti out of the pen.
Yeah, so Hawkins so far as a starter. First pitch from Lance to Jalen Vasquez is low 1-0. 9 innings, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Not too bad. A guy who made his first 11 appearances this year out of the bullpen. As Jalen Vasquez takes down and in 2-0. Hawkins was a college starter at Washington State, so no stranger to that role, but thriving in his first opportunity to do so at the pro level. As Vasquez takes outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Lancelotti from the third base side of the rubber. And Vasquez, a check swing foul ball off the third base dugout railing. 3-1. A long look in for Lancelotti, the 3-1 pitch. And Vasquez takes a fastball at 92. And the count full. Lancelotti from Philadelphia. 5'11", 205 pounds, 26 years old. Minor league free agent signee back in 2022 out of the Pioneer League. With the Missoula Osprey, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the legs of Alvarez. Still 3-2. Lancelotti playing his college ball at North Carolina, but intently watching his Tar Heels advance to the Supers over Paul Gervais' LSU Tigers last night. Payoff pitch outside, ball 4. So Aberdeen has had 2 base runners tonight. Both have been Jalen Vasquez on leadoff walks in the third and now the 6th innings. 1-0, nobody out for Adam Retzbach, but the numbers for Lance so far this year, making his 11th appearance, no record of 573 ERA, does have a save. 14 hits, 11 innings, 9 walks, 8 strikeouts. Retzbach lined into a double play his last time. This off the end of the bat to right. Back goes Kinsuegra, leaps, and he makes another stupendous catch. Vasquez quickly getting back to first base. But, oh, my goodness, looked like Stanley was suspended in air as he reeled that one in to take away a base hit and probably extra bases from Retzbach. Stanley's played a real nice center field so far this year. Played a lot of right last year with Alex Ramirez alongside him. And Stanley taking that center field skill over to right here today as a throwback to first, and Vasquez nearly picked off. Douglas Hodo the third, ground out to third, his only time up today. Former Texas Longhorn. Runner goes, pitch a fastball strike, and Alvarez not even going to bother with the throw down. So Vasquez, his second stolen base of the day and his 18th of the year. So a man at second with one out. They throw back to second. And Vasquez in there in time. Lancelotti, tough outing his last go-around. That against Jersey Shore on Thursday gave up a season-high 4 runs and 2/3 of an inning. Only allowed 1 hit, but that was the grand slam to Justin Crawford. There's a pitch outside, 1-1. Walked a couple and hit a batter to set the stage there. 1-1 pitch and a breaking ball inside. 2-1 now on Hodo. Lancelotti. Trying to keep this scoreless effort for Aberdeen here in the sixth. There's a fastball in there at 91. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Top of the lineup, Enrique Bradfield Jr. waiting on deck. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Looked like the slider that time from Lance. And Hodo down on strikes for the second out of the sixth. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Enrique Bradfield, a couple of fly balls, a foul pop to third, a fly out to right, and he takes a called strike one. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight will give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But last year, Stanley Consuegra passed Francisco Alvarez for the franchise all-time home run record as this one gets away from Alvarez to the backstop. Count 1-1 on Bradfield as Vasquez takes third on a wild pitch. Well, our question today is, whose record did Alvarez break for the all-time franchise record in 2021? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Our only other hint is none of the three that were tied made it to the big leagues. The 1-1 pitch. Back foot bender, did he go? No on appeal. Two balls and a strike on Bradfield's. Mary DiBernardo guessing Ronnie Mauricio. It is not Ronnie. Was not one of Alvarez's teammates. Although Mauricio tied for the all-time RBI record as Bradfield totally perplexed on that back foot slider. Dropped to a knee. It nearly hit him. Lancelotti still able to elicit a swing. 2-2. Trying to strand a man at third here in the sixth. 2-2. Line drive on a hop to short. Picked up by Lugo at the waist. And Lancelotti does his job. Strands the runner at third in a scoreless sixth inning. Well, Aberdeen still does not have a benefit of a base hit tonight. No runs, no hits, and no errors. One man left through 5.5, 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi. This is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn leading 3-0. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth. New arm in the game for Aberdeen, third Iron Bird pitcher of the night. It is Graham Firevec. Out of the Iron Bird bullpen, final line for Zane Barnhart, the Iron Bird's first reliever of the night. Two innings, one run. It was earned on two hits. Didn't walk anybody and four strikeouts.
So Fireven comes on to face Wilfredo Lara to start the sixth. And the first pitch, a called strike 0-1 to Lara. It's walked and grounded into a fielder's choice so far in this ballgame. He's also caught stealing the 0-1. And Lara, first base side, out of play, 0-2. Fireven, 6'1", 185 pounds, 24 years old, from Virginia Beach, Virginia. 16th round pick of the Orioles a couple years ago out of Virginia Tech, where Nick Morabito was committed before signing with the Mets. The 0-2 pitch, Lara chops it to short, backhanded by Vasquez in the hole, pulls Etzel off the bag with a throw, right into the baseline where he can apply the tag on Lara. One out in the sixth.
Yeah, left side of Aberdeen's infield tonight between Vasquez and short and Young at third have made a couple of nifty plays, even with the wide throw. That's not a routine play whatsoever, particularly Vasquez. He moved backwards to field that ball. Had to muscle off a strong throw to get the runner.
Chris Suero 0-2, trying to extend his on-base streak to a dozen. Out in front of the changeup, 0-1. Suero has flied out to center and struck out. You look at the numbers for Fireved so far this year. The 0-1, a called strike, 0-2. 286 ERA, 0-2 record. Three saves, 17 hits, 22 innings. Well, the walks have been an issue. 17 free passes, 21 strikeouts. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a second. The 0-2, and Suero, a high fly ball left center field. Playable for Bradfield to his right. Now coming in, makes the catch. Two out in the sixth inning, but our question tonight was, well, Francisco Alvarez had his all-time home run record broken last year by the Cyclone Stanley Consuegra. Our question was, whose record did Alvarez break for the Cyclones in 2021? So basically, who was the Cyclones' all-time home run leader during their stint as a short season affiliate of the Mets? As Jeffrey De Los Santos takes low, 1-0, home run his last time. He's also singled tonight, 2-for-2. And against Ferrani Mauricio, that low, 2-0. Just had a guess from our good friend Robert Anderson for Antoine Duplantis. It was not Antoine either.
I was going to go Lucas Duda, but you said did not make the bigs.
2-0, a 55-footer, three balls and no strikes. As of now, we have not had a correct answer funneled in. The Wolf going with Jose Miguel Medina. It was not. There were three different guys who were tied with 14. De Los Santos takes inside ball four. And Jeffrey on base for the third time today, a two-out free pass. Going back the furthest as Nick Morabito in the top of the lineup to up. Have to go back to a guy who played for the original Cyclones, Frank Corr. He was the man that held the record. As that one low, 1-0, hit 17 home runs in 2001 and 2002, 13 in the inaugural season. Hit another four coming back to Brooklyn in 2002 before moving on to the Mets South Atlantic League affiliate at the time, the Columbia Bombers. But he had 17 within those first 2 years. That was the all-time mark before Alvarez. Morabito fouls it off the wrists, 1-1. He had two others tied at 14. Corey Vaughn was one, and the other was Jason Jacobs, not Mike Jacobs. 1-1. Morabito off the end of the bat to second. Going the short route is Josenberger, and they'll get the force on De Los Santos to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on the walk at the end of six. Still a 3-0 Brooklyn lead. Cyclones making another pitching change. Looks like Joshua Cornelli coming on. 3-0 Cyclones on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
on Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones as we move to the seventh inning. Aberdeen still looking for their first knock of the night. Cornelius, 6'3", 250 pounds, 23 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Final lineup for Joey Lancelotti. Goes an inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Did toss a wild pitch, 18 pitches, 10 strikes, but Hawkins and Lancelotti, six shutout frames to start. 2-3-4 due up for Aberdeen in the seventh. And a takeover the play-by-play. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, and this Brooklyn pitching staff cooking with gas on this Tuesday night. First of a six-game set between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Cyclones on top 3-0. And now Joshua Cornelli on to face 2, 3, and 4 in Aberdeen's lineup. Tavian Josenberger, Elio Prado, and Matthew Etzel. Cornelli will pitch to Francisco Alvarez, big league rehabber who is still out there making his Cyclones debut here in 2024 and his return to Brooklyn after he played over 80 games here in 2021. Cornelli, the right-hander, deals his first pitch, and it misses downstairs 1-0 to Tavian Josenberger. 0-2 so far today is Josenberger. Couple of flyouts, one to left and one to right. Switch hitter batting left against the righty arm, Cornelli. 1-0, fouled straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. Cornelli routinely wears those long red sleeves underneath the home white Cyclones jersey. He's got a reddish mitt to pair with those sleeves as well. And he puts his right hand in now, belt set, staring towards home, 1-1 home. Called strike on the outer edge, and it is 1-2. Couple of walks tonight for Aberdeen, one in the third, one in the sixth, but that has been it offensively. Infield swung to the right against the lefty hitting Josenberger. 1-2 pitch. Up and in, Josenberger had to lean back out of the way, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elio Prado on deck, then Matthew Etzel after him, 2-3-4. You'd figure if there's ever a time for Aberdeen to pounce, it's now. 2-2, comebacker past the glove of Cornelli. Lugo, the shortstop to his left, in time, makes the throw. He was on the right side of the second base bag by the time he released that baseball and just got Josenberger in the nick of time for out number one. Heads up defense by the Brooklyn infield and William Lugo. An impressive job not only to get to that baseball, but then release the throw in time. And if Brooklyn's infield wasn't swung a little bit to the right, I'm not sure Lugo would have had a play, as the first pitch is chopped foul by Elio Prado, 0-1.
No, that was mighty impressive by Lugo. I mean, he had no time to really make that transfer. And he just had to grip it and rip it, and indeed he did.
Had to do it in an instant. Cornelli ahead, 0-1. Here's his pitch. Again, hit foul. Third base way on the ground, 0-2. So Hawkins goes 5 no-hit innings. Lancelotti follows suit with a hitless inning of his own. Brooklyn leading 3-0. Trying to keep it that way as Cornelli, the right-hander, gets the sign. Alvarez sets up down and in, 0-2. is up and in, and it clipped the batter. So Prado hit by a pitch. It'll be a one-out base runner for Aberdeen. Looked like Prado avoided anything all too serious, just sort of leaned out of the way, but it did graze the jersey, they'll say. So Prado will hustle his way down to first, and Aberdeen has a man on with only one away now for Matthew Etzel. So Brooklyn's middle infield will shift back. I'm sure Cornelius would love nothing more than a potential double play ball on the ground here. He gets Matthew Etzel next, lefty hitter. And the first pitch is hit high in the air, not very deep. Left fielder Suero into the alleyway, makes the shoulder high grab, two away. Creed Willems next. Lefty swinging catcher with one on and two gone. Cornelius, a deep exhale. His first pitch upcoming to Willems, standing upright in that lefty batter's box. Swinging a pop-up, foul and backward. Behind home plate, Alvarez has a look and makes the catch on the warning track to retire the side. So Joshua Cornelius does his part, works around a one-out hit by pitch. No runs, no hits, and one left. Stretch time in Brooklyn. 3-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Bradley Brimmer, new arm in for the Ironbirds. Brimmer, 6'6", 205, 24 years old from Indianapolis, Indiana. Final lineup for Graham Fyrevet. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, no strikeouts. Through 13 pitches and 8 strikes. As Francisco Alvarez getting greeted by a round of applause coming up for the fourth time here today.
Cyclones lead it 3-0. Let's go to the bottom of the seventh. 2-3-4. Alvarez, LaRusso, then Junior Tillian up to bat on to face Bradley Brimmer, new arm in the game for Aberdeen. Fourth pitcher, third reliever. Tall right-hander, toes the first base side of the slab. Short cross step, and his first pitch to Alvarez is popped up. Behind home plate, first base way, and this one into the field level. 0-1, nice play off a couple of hops by a fan below. Rest of the home crowd gives him a nice applause, and now the attention turns towards an 0-1 pitch upcoming to the big league rehabber, Francisco Alvarez. Holds that bat off his right shoulder, awaiting an 0-1 delivery. Here it comes. Alvarez takes outside, one ball and one strike. Good news to report out of D.C., Harrison Bader. A two-run home run for the Mets. 2-0 New York, top four. 1-1 upcoming to Alvarez. Swing and a hard hit ball to left. Moving in a couple of steps, Prado gets there in time to make the catch for out number one. So base is empty, one away after Alvarez flies out. Now Nick LaRusso up. 3-0 Cyclones here, bottom of the seventh. Should be interesting to see if Joshua Corneli comes back out to pitch the top of the eighth. First pitch to Nick LaRusso. Takes outside, 1-0. Right now, nobody throwing in Brooklyn's bullpen. Corneli has only tossed one relief inning thus far. So definitely within reason, he could be coming back out. 1-0 to LaRusso is fouled back. It is 1-1.
Yeah, no action right now in the bullpen for Brooklyn. So after a 10-pitch seventh inning, certainly feels like Corneli will be tasked to go out in the eighth as well.
Ball and a strike on LaRusso, and he hits the 1-1 offering sharply on the ground. On a backhand, Vasquez, the shortstop, across the diamond to get LaRusso in time. Just another nifty play by Jalen Vasquez at short, who was in third base territory by the time he released that baseball. But got LaRusso in time all the same, and his base is empty, two gone.
Yeah, no, that was an absurd play by Vasquez, more so just with the ease he made that throw while on the move over his shoulder.
Very graceful. Didn't look like a shortstop. Looked like a ballerina. Now Junior Tillian, first pitch to him, is a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing and one. Cyclones leading 3-0. Crazy to think here we are, bottom seven of a night game, and still plenty of blue sky overhead. 0-1, Tillian hits it on the ground, third base way, foul. And it's 0-2. Of course, our hour earlier 6 p.m. start time certainly helps in that regard. Lights are on here at the stadium. But no real effect just yet. 0-2, Tillian again serves it foul, third base way. And it remains no balls and two strikes. That earlier start time, of course, due to an 11 a.m. first pitch tomorrow. Our Education Day series continuing. Hope you come out and join us for that one, whether it be in person or on the radio side, as Tillian hits a comebacker off the glove of Brimmer. Vasquez on the recovery, the throw low. Well, that would have been a nice feather in Jalen Vasquez's cap with all of the nice plays he's made at short. To play it off a carom after it hit his pitcher's glove. Got to the baseball, but knew he had to rush the throw, and it was an inaccurate one. But it will be a base hit regardless for Tillian. Two-out base runner for the Cyclones, and Stanley Consuegra up to bat. So Brooklyn in search of some insurance here down the home stretch. They lead it 3-0, and a runner on first with two away. First pitch, Consuegra takes a fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Stanley 1-for-3. Couple of strikeouts, a single sandwiched between them. Righty-righty matchup, and a 1-0 upcoming. Brimmer a long hold. Now the pitch. Consuegra pops it up. Shallow center. Middle infielders converge. It's the second baseman, Josenberger, who makes the catch in shallow center to retire the side. So Brooklyn can't do anything with a two-out single. No runs, one hit, one left. Through seven, let's go to the eighth. 3-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my!
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Joshua Cornelli back out for his second full inning of relief work. Francisco Alvarez back out for his eighth inning as Brooklyn's catcher tonight in his big league rehab assignment. Brooklyn leading 3-0, and as we go to the eighth, Aberdeen Justin will send 6-7-8 up to bat, still in search of that elusive first base hit tonight.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, Alvarez came out on Sunday after 7. Kevin Parada came on for him in the 8th. So notable, Alvarez stays in for the 8th inning today as the first pitch of the 8th to Carter Young outside 1-0. Young 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a ground out to 2nd. Cornelia a 10-pitch, 1-2-3, 7th inning outside of the hit batter. A 1-0. Beautiful split finger. Young helicopter swing through it. One ball and one strike. Young, Vasquez, Retzbach. 6-7-8-2 up for Aberdeen in the 8th. The 1-1. Outside and high, 2-1. Aberdeen, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have left 2. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 7 hits. No errors. They have stranded 8 tonight. Right arm straight at Cornelius' side as he gets the sign. Kicks the 2-1. And Young off the wrists. And this one off the screen. Actually won't even make it off the screen. In and out of Aberdeen's third base dugout. 2-2. Well, cool to see Cornelius throwing to Alvarez. Couple of fellow countrymen from Venezuela. Cornelius, we featured him back in April. It's part of our college art night. Cornelia, gifted artist, including painting cleats. The 2-2 pitch. Another one fouled out of play by Young. Took a great photo from last year taken by Matt Kipp with him looking up to the heavens after closing out an inning. And he painted the view of his eyes onto the Nike swoosh on his cleats. And Alvarez, during spring training, noticed the work that Corneli had done painting cleats and asked Corneli if he could hook him up with one. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. 96-mile-an-hour fastball blown by Young. And there's one away in the 8th inning. So the countdown to 5 as Jalen Vasquez digs in. It's the only Ironbird, or was the only Ironbird, to reach base until last inning. A couple of walks, a couple of stolen bases. First pitch to the lefty batter is on the inside corner at 95-0-1. So that'd be pretty cool if you're Corneli to have one of your fellow countrymen, a big leaguer, wants a piece of your artwork in his attire as this fouled away. Off the wrists of Vasquez towards the third base dugout, 0-2. Maybe we'll see Alvarez wear those cleats one day in the big leagues. 0-2 on Vasquez, the pitch. And Cornelius has that sail high. 1-2. Vasquez, 20th round pick of the Orioles last year out of North Greenville University. 1-2. Up and in. And Vasquez, an exaggerated back out of the way. And the count even 2-2. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Cornelius down by his belt. Kicks the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him again. This time 96 up by the letters. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cornelius. 2 out in the 8th. And for Joshua, 2 strikeouts now tonight. Brings up Adam Retzbach as the magic number down to 4. Retzbach 0-2 tonight. Lined out to short. And lined out to right, was robbed on a tremendous leaping grab by Consuegra his last time, as Cornelius just misses the inside corner, 1-0. Retzbach out of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. A 1-0. And a split finger change inside corner. One ball and one strike. Former economics major at Lehigh. Great academic university in the Patriot League. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another split finger down. One ball and two strikes. And Cornelia strike away from punching out the side in order. The nine-hole batter, Douglas Hodo III, waiting on deck. One and two. The count, the pitch. Check swing, and it hit off the knob of Retzbach's bat. Rolled into fair ground. A foul ball. And remains one and two on the Iron Birds DH tonight. Still blue sky hanging overhead. But the artificial lights holding more and more of an effect with each passing minute. Base is empty, two out. The 1-2 inside, just missed. Cornelia, a little hop skip towards the first base dugout. Thought he might get the call. But right decision made by the home plate umpire inside, 2-2. Rests that bright red glove on the left-hand side of his chest. 2-2 pitch. And he got him again. This time on the split finger, Joshua Cornelli strikes out the side in order in the eighth. And don't touch that dial. The Brooklyn Cyclones are three outs away from history. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Bradley Brimmer back to the mound for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn holding on to a 3-0 lead, but looking for some insurance before the ninth. Lugo Lara Suero, 6-7-8, due up for Brooklyn in the inning. So here is William Lugo, 0-3 tonight, couple strikeouts and a fielder's choice. And the first pitch breaking ball from Brimmer outside, 1-0. Helicopters hovering by the coastline off towards the parking lot side of the stadium. The 1-0. Lugo takes up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Right now, Jersey Shore, a 1-0 lead on Greensboro in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0. Lugo loops one into center, but it'll hang up for Bradfield Jr. Back into his right, makes the catch. And the leadoff man retired with one out in the eighth inning. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, 0-2 with a walk. Has also hit into a fielder's choice. and a ground out to short. Actually, Greensboro has just tied the game at one on a Jack Brannigan RBI single. Jersey Shore entered play today, a game and a half back of first place as this pulled foul up the third baseline, 0-1. Brooklyn 2.5 back of Greensboro and the first place spot. Another important series, middle of the fifth right now in Delaware. Hudson Valley up 8-0 on Wilmington. Jackson Fristo against Jose Atencia. The 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2 on Lara. Jared Cerna and Rafael Flores home runs for the Renegades in that ball game. Everything else in the South Division, top or rather middle of the fifth now. Bowling Green up 7-0 on Asheville. The 0-2. Down and away, a ball and two strikes. And top of the second right now, Hickory, a 1-0 lead on Greenville. DJ McCarty against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. A 1-2 from Brimmer. Outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. One game postponed. Rome and Winston-Salem due to wet grounds. They'll try and play two on Thursday. 2-2 pitch. Fastball downstairs. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. Aberdeen still without a single number in that second column out on the video board and left as the 3-2 on the outside corner. Strike three called, and Lara can't believe it. Thought he had ball four, put his hands on the bill of his helmet, and slowly pulled it off his head. Well, Bradley Brimmer credit for the strikeout. That's his first, two out in the eighth. Aberdeen will have 9-1-2 due up in the ninth. Right now, no action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. So Joshua Cornelli will come back out to try and finish it off. As Suero swings and misses 0-1. Cornelli 27 pitches through two innings tonight. Low to Suero, 1-1. Chris, last chance potentially for him to extend his on-base streak. 0-3 tonight. The 1-1. Fastball on the outside. Black at 93, 1-2. But it'll be Hodo, Bradfield, Josenberger, the 3-2 up for the Ironbirds. In the top of the ninth inning against Cornelli. Time called at home as Suero gathers himself outside the righty box. Jeffrey De Los Santos waiting on deck. Stands tall, does Brimmer the 1-2. And Suero, not even a full swing, but a foul tip. Able to stay alive. Bronx native. A reminder, everybody, again, 11 a.m. start tomorrow morning, Education Day here on Coney Island. 1-2. Downstairs, two balls and two strikes. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves 10:45 in the morning. Leading up to that 11 a.m. first pitch. Joelmi Ramirez for Brooklyn tomorrow, 2-1, a 3.86 ERA. Preston Johnson for Aberdeen, 2-3, 7.39 ERA. 2-2. High, a full count. Brooklyn, two runs in the third on a Consuegra single. A Lugo fielder's choice. And then another in the fourth on a De Los Santos home run. Payoff pitch, and he got him. Chase the slider down and away. Good pitch from Brimmer. And 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the eighth. Well, don't go anywhere. We head to the ninth inning. The Cyclones three outs away from something they've never done in a nine-inning game. Cornelli against 9-1-2, and we come back. 3-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
To the ninth inning we go. The Ironbirds have had three base runners tonight. Two walks to Jaylen Vasquez and a hit batter. 9-1 and 2 as we head to the ninth inning. Joshua Cornelli out for his third inning of relief, trying to close it out. Julian Smith, the left-hander signed last week, starting to get ready in the Brooklyn bullpen just in case. Douglas Hodo 0 for 2 tonight. A ground out to third and a strikeout in the first pitch of the ninth inning. Swings over the top of a split finger. 0-1. Cornelli struck out the side in order in the eighth after working around a hit batter in the seventh. The 0-1. Fastball outside at 94. And the crowd, knowing the situation, barking at the home plate umpire in disapproval. The 1-1, and Hodo, a high fly ball, shallow right field. In and to his left, Consuegra, still in fair ground, makes the two-handed catch. One away in the ninth inning. A reminder, folks, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at tonight's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two of this series tomorrow morning. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Enrique Bradfield Jr., 0 for 3, rounded out sharply to short his last time up in the first pitch down by his shoelaces. 1-0. Bradfield's also fouled out to third, flied out to right on a great leaping catch by Stanley Consuegra. The 1-0, and Bradfield takes off the plate. Bounced in there, 2-0, on the top prospect on this Aberdeen roster. Bradfield, Orioles, number 5 prospect, according to MLB.com. 2-0, outside corner, a strike. And Cornelli back in the count, it's 2-1. Looked like the split finger change. One of Cornelli's best pitches so far this evening. The 2-1. Bradfield, a high fly ball center field. Morabito calling for it. Into his left. Makes the catch. Two out. And the Cyclones one out away from a piece of franchise history. With Francisco Alvarez behind the plate. The only man standing between Cyclones history tonight is Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger 0 for 3. A ground out to short his last time. The first pitch off the outside corner, 1-0. Aberdeen, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two men left through 8 2/3 innings. The 1-0 and a 55-footer in there. Two balls and no strikes. Elio Prado, the left fielder, on deck. Should Josenberger keep the game alive? 3-0 Brooklyn. Bases empty, two out. The 2-0 pitch. In there at the letters a called strike. It's 2-1. It all started with 5 innings from Dakota Hawkins. Joey Lancelotti came on through a scoreless sixth. Stranded a man at third. It's been Corneli since the seventh. 2-1. At the knees, and the Cyclones are one strike away. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 8 left. Aberdeen through 8 2/3. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 left. The 2-2, 2-out pitch. Corneli rises and fires, up and in, ball 3. And the count full. Those who have made their way to Maimonides Park tonight, standing and clapping along. Two out, the payoff pitch to Josenberger. The righty deals. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And Josenberger walks to keep the game alive. And I know they talk about it. They call it the Bronx cheer. Well, the base umpire tonight getting the Brooklyn version of it here with two out of the ninth. Well, Brooklyn still in line for potential history as the baton passed to Elio Prado. He was hit by Corneli in the seventh, 0 for 2. The righty fires, swing and a foul tip off the glove of Alvarez, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth for their 3 runs tonight. Dakota Hawkins, then Joey Lancelotti. Now it's Joshua Corneli. The 0-1 pitch, runner goes. Swung on, hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Lugo. Throw to first, and there it is! A no-hitter! Dakota Hawkins! Joey Lancelotti and Joshua Corneli with Francisco Alvarez behind the plate throw the first 9-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. It had happened once before. You had to go back to August 23rd, 2009. Brandon Moore threw a 7-inning no-hitter in game one of a doubleheader. But it had never happened in a 9-inning game until just now at 8:12 Eastern Time on Tuesday, June the 4th, 2024. Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and the Gatorade-drenched man right there, Joshua Corneli, combining on the first 9-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. Your final score tonight: the Brooklyn Cyclones 3 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 0. History with Francisco Alvarez behind the plate tonight. Unbelievable. And the smiles on the faces of Dakota, Joey, and Joshua. Big enough to last a lifetime. Hawkins can't stop smiling. What a way to finish off his second career start, and a photo that will hang in their trophy cases forever. Hawkins to Lancelotti to Corneli, and a no-hitter for Brooklyn under the Tuesday night lights of Coney Island, and down to the field Joshua Corneli with Johnny Gadamowicz.
The first 9-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. That's a good one. Awesome.
Job by Johnny down on the field with Joshua Cornelli. So Francisco Alvarez makes a rehab start for Brooklyn, and behind the plate he helps guide Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and Joshua Cornelli through the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll try and recap this all together for you. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen nothing. History on Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, my legs are still shaking. I don't know about yours. The Cyclones, a no-hitter tonight over Aberdeen. What a performance from Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, Joshua Cornelli. They scatter three walks and a hit batter to toss the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. Dakota Hawkins making his second career start here tonight, and it'll be one he'll never forget, as the only no-hitter Brooklyn had ever thrown was in game one of a doubleheader in August of 2009 by Brandon Moore in a seven-inning game. Tonight, they go a full nine, and with a big leaguer behind the plate guiding him through, Francisco Alvarez, who already had accumulated quite a bit of Cyclone records in his career when he was coming up as a minor leaguer, now adds another one coming back to Coney Island as a big league rehabber. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report. Brooklyn, a 3-0 victory with the win. They improved to 28-24. Aberdeen with the loss drops to 500 at 26-26. And we take you through the game that was today. It nearly wasn't a no-hitter right off the bat, as Henrique Bradfield Jr. led off the ball game against Dakota Hawkins. The 1-1. And Bradfield rips one in the air to right. Back into his left is Consuegra. He leaps, and did he make the play? Oh, he did. What an incredible catch by Stanley Consuegra near the warning track for the first out of the ball game.
Well, we told you off the top of the broadcast about the bat that Stanley has had recently, but how about the glove tracking it down and then climbing the ladder to steal extra bases from Bradfield?
So it was a great catch by Stanley Consuegra to start the game. Could have very easily been a double or a triple straight out of the gate. Lo and behold, would end up being no hits for Aberdeen over the final 8 2/3 innings tonight. But Brooklyn had a great opportunity in the first inning. Nick Morabito singled it to lead off the home first, and then Francisco Alvarez came to the plate for his first at-bat as a member of the Cyclones since the 2021 season. And Alvarez kept the line moving for Brooklyn with a base hit to center. Then it was a hit-by-pitch of Nick LaRusso that loaded the bases, but then three straight strikeouts recorded by Levi Wells to make it a scoreless game after one. Stayed scoreless all the way until the bottom of the third inning. Back-to-back walks started the frame to Alvarez and LaRusso, and after a fielder's choice erased the lead runner at third, Stanley Consuegra came to the plate with a chance to give Brooklyn the lead.
As well, behind 0-2, here it comes. Consuegra launches one. Well hit to left field, and it's off the wall. Second row of advertisements off the carom. Throw in and cut off. LaRusso home to score. It's a loud RBI single off the barrel of Stanley Consuegra, and Brooklyn hops out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third.
So Stanley Consuegra delivered the lead. William Lugo followed with a fielder's choice ground ball that brought in another run that made it a 2-0 game. Levi Wells came out in the fourth inning. Zane Barnhart came on after he struck out the leadoff man, Chris Suero. Jeffrey De Los Santos was the batter.
Strikeout that Aberdeen has picked up since Wells struck out three straight in the first. As this one hit well in the air to right field off the bat of De Los Santos. Hodo looks up, and it's gone. Jeffrey De Los Santos on the first pitch he sees deposits one to right and pushes the Brooklyn lead to 3-0.
And De Los Santos destroyed that ball to right as Brooklyn took a 3-0 lead on the home run. And the focus was on pitching the rest of the way for the Cyclones as Dakota Hawkins made it through five no-hit innings tonight. Just the second start of his professional career gave way to Joey Lancelotti. Walked the leadoff man, Jalen Vasquez, in the sixth. And that brought up Adam Retzbach with an opportunity to get Aberdeen a little bit closer. But once again, it was Stanley Consuegra making another stellar play in right. Yes. Retzbach lined into a double play his last time. This off the end of the bat to right. Back goes Consuegra. Leaps, and he makes another stupendous catch. Vasquez quickly getting back to first base. But, oh, my goodness, looked like Stanley was suspended in air as he reeled that one in to take away a base hit and probably extra bases from Retzbach. Yes. Well, if you're going to throw a no-hitter, you need to have great defensive plays, and you heard two of them there from Stanley Consuegra, the catch to start the game and then the leaping grab on Retzbach in the sixth inning. Vasquez would steal second, but a strikeout, a wild pitch moved that runner to third, but Enrique Bradfield Jr. grounded out to short to end the inning. In the seventh, Joshua Cornelli came on, worked around a one-out hit-by-pitch of Elio Prado to keep the no-hit bid going through seven. Struck out the side in order in the eighth. In the ninth, got a couple of lazy fly balls to right and center to start, but walked Tavian Josenberger on six pitches to keep the game going. And that brought up Elio Prado, the only thing separating Brooklyn from history. Now it's Joshua Cornelli. The 0-1 pitch, runner goes. Swung on, hit on the ground, is short. Fielded by Lugo. Throw to first, and there it is! A no-hitter! Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and Joshua Cornelli with Francisco Alvarez behind the plate. Throw the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. It had happened once before. You had to go back to August 23rd, 2009. Brandon Moore threw a seven-inning no-hitter in game one of a doubleheader but it had never happened in a nine-inning game until just now at 8:12 Eastern time on Tuesday, June the 4th, 2024. Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and the Gatorade-drenched man right there, Joshua Cornele, combining on the first nine-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. History with Francisco Alvarez behind the plate tonight. And indeed it was history tonight as that trio, Hawkins, Lancelotti, Cornele, forever etching their name in Cyclones history. And after a minor league career that saw Francisco Alvarez etch his name into so many parts of the Cyclones record book, gets to say he'll add another piece of history to that record book here tonight. And with a look, well, actually, we'll give you the winning pitchers tonight, considering that, you know, they kind of threw a no-hitter in this ballgame here today. Dakota Hawkins proves to 2-1, five innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, two Ks. The loss to Levi Wells, he drops to 0-4, two runs, four hits, three innings, three walks, three Ks. Joshua Cornele is sixth save of the year, three no-hit innings, one walk, three strikeouts tonight for him. Final line score, Aberdeen, no runs, no hits, no errors. They left three. And Brooklyn, three runs, seven hits, no errors. They left eight. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 10 minutes, in front of a crowd of 1,564, getting a chance to witness some history tonight. And with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long, here is Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thanks. Boy, that was awesome. What an experience, being down on the field, talking to Joshua Cornele, who was almost at a loss for words with how cool it was, and to see Francisco Alvarez catching it all. Just an awesome night through and through here on Coney Island. We'll give you a look around the Mets affiliate first. Daytona and St. Lucie. St. Lucie trailing 3-2, top seven down in Florida. Binghamton trailing Bowie 4-1, bottom seven at the AA level. Syracuse and St. Paul out in Minnesota, delayed start. They're expected to get underway shortly, hopefully. Dominican Summer League Mets Blue falling to Dominican Summer League Mets Dominican Summer League Marlins, 7-1 the final there. Dominican Summer League Mets Orange takes down the DSL Twins 8-5. And in the Florida Complex League, the FCL Mets falling to the FCL Marlins 8-2 on this Tuesday. As far as the South Atlantic League is concerned, again, all these games important now because it is going to be tight down the home stretch. Nothing final yet. Winston-Salem and Rome postponed due to wet grounds. Everything else still underway. Greensboro leads Jersey Shore 3-2, bottom six, so the top two teams in the league. Right now it is the first place Grasshoppers on top by a run. Hudson Valley putting a beating on Wilmington tonight. 10-0 lead for the Renegades through 6.5. Bowling Green and Asheville, it has been all hot rods. 8-1, Bowling Green on top of Asheville on the road. And Hickory on top of Greenville, 3-0 right now. Crawdads beating the Drive 3-0 in the bottom of the third. And finally, when it comes to the Major League Club, the Mets, as things stand right now, we will give you a look of that score as well. New York, of course, down in D.C. Mets on top, 5-1, five runs on 10 hits for the Mets so far. We told you earlier Harrison Bader had a two-run blast in that one as well. Starling Marte, a triple. Jose Iglesias, Francisco Lindor, each with a double. And so far, so good for the Mets. We'll see if they can put the finishing touches on a victory down in our nation's capital. But the story tonight, Brooklyn, a combined no-hitter, first ever in a nine-inning game in franchise history. What a way to start the homestand, Justin.
As my leg's still shaking. Unbelievable. Unbelievable night here on Coney Island. And, well, it doesn't get harder for Aberdeen. You get no hit tonight, and then you turn around and you have to play again tomorrow morning in front of thousands of screaming kids at 11 a.m. That is one way to start the second leg of a road trip, as that will be the case tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Johnny and I on the airwaves at 10:45 with the pregame show. Joelmi Ramirez, 2-1, a 3.86 ERA. He'll go against the righty Preston Johnson, 2-3, a 7.39 ERA. As we mentioned, coverage starting at 10:45 Eastern Time, 11 a.m. with the first pitch, as it'll be Education Day on Coney Island after the Brooklyn Cyclones get a piece of history tonight. Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and Joshua Cornelli, with Francisco Alvarez guiding them behind the plate, combine on the first nine-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, the general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again. Your final, the Cyclones no-hit the Ironbirds 3-0, the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning for Game 2, a little coffee and baseball. But until then, try and relax and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.